Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding in Brochas Daf Beites in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Chi in the middle of Aloha Beis. We're starting in Daf Peches Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Liyo Zocher Otoiv Shol LeRav Nehoroi. So Liyo asked Rav Nehoroi, Pimat Boim Zvo Ois LeOilom. Why are there earthquakes in the world? Says the Gemara, Amar Lei Be'avoin Truma U'Maisrus, because people are not careful to be mafish Truma U'Maisrus in Eretz Yisrael. Because of Chadoimer, Tamid Inei Hashem Lokech Habo. One pasuk says, Hashem is always looking on Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem always will make sure to bring bracha to there. Because of Echayacher, another pasuk says, Amabit La'oretz Vatirot Yigabe Harihorim Ve'yishonu. Hashem looks at the land, and it shakes. Hakete is Kamu Shtek Suvim Alalu. How do you put these two pasukim together? When Amisol does what they're supposed to, we see Master saying Kesikron, and the Mafish Master is Tommy Dinah Shevokechabom, Mesha Shona, Dachis Shona. Then Akshmog is looking and taking care of Eretz Yisrael the whole time, Vei no Nizokis Klum, and there's no damage. When Amisol are not doing Ritzor Shevokom, Vei no Mutsi Master saying Kesikron, then our Mafish Master is. Then a mabit la'oretz v'tirah, then you'll look at the land and cause it to shake. Mashmos, maybe according to this, is talking about Eretz Yisrael specifically. Says the Gemara Daf Peites Amud Aleph. Omali b'ni, so Yonavi told him, Chayecho kachi, svor demilso. This does make sense, misvor. If you have to, logically, this makes sense. Aval kachi koshto, but that's not the real reason. The real reason is, b'shosh kashbohu mabit batei titrois, batei ki kasois, Yoshua's Betach, he sees all the stadiums, all the plates where the Goyim having a good time. And they're there, they're standing in Betach, Veshanon, Veshalvo, standing strong and in peace. Ubeis Migdosh, Chorev, and he says, Beis Migdosh is destroyed. Afilun loilomor lachrivoy. So he has in mind to destroy the world. Hadoh Dichtiv, that's the passage that says, Shaoig Yishol Anaveyu Bishvil Naveyu. Because of the Beis Hamikdash, Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is roaring and causing the world to shake. So Gemara Vacho Be'avoy Mishkav Zochor, because of Mishkav Zochor, that's why you have earthquakes. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ata Ziyazato Ivarecho Dovah She'einu Shelcho, speaks to a person who's causing, who's doing Mishkav Zochor. He's using his limbs for something that's not his, that doesn't belong to him, is not destined to do it. Chayecho Shani Mezazeh Oilom Yel Oisahish. I'll cause the world to shake on this person, meaning human beings. It comes because of machlekes. When there's a machlekes in Am Yisrael, then there is a earthquake. And the Gemara brings over here a pasuk, which is in Zechariah, speaks of what's going to be lost in Lovoi. And there we speak about an earthquake and comparing to what happened in time of machlekes in Am Yisrael. And the full pasuk says, "Fenistam ge harai ki agi agi harim." In other words, there will be movement of mountain, moon of the world, like it was, like people ran away from the Rash and the time of Uzio when there was a Machlekes. Says the Gemara, Omar Shmuel, Rash, Ela Hefsek Malchus. When there is a Rash, which means when there's an earthquake, that means that a Malchus is stopping. The one kingdom is over. The Gemara brings over here the Pasukim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy Bavel, then there was a rash. Again, we have Elio asking a question to Rav Neroi. Why is it different worms in the world? What does Shkotzim v'Remosim doing in the world? There's a need for them. Why? When people sin, umapit behen voimer, mailu shen behen tzoich areni mikaimon. Look at the shkotzim v'rematzim, I don't really need them in the world. They're still here. Elu sheyesh behen tzoich, the human beings that could bring Kiddush Hashem to the world. L'kol sheken. Omar Lei, so told him Eliyahu Hanavi, oid hem yesh behen tzoich. Of course there is a need to have these shkotzim v'rematzim in the world. And he goes on to explain. Zvuv letziro. A fly you use for wasps. The Rashi and Shabbos brings, Pshat is, that you need to, when a person is being bitten by a wasp, you take a fly and you grind it, and that's the refuah for that. And then, pishpesh la lukoso. You need to have bed bugs for a leech. Nochosh lechafofis seems like a snake to a certain type of rash. Shicholoin lechazoyos. And the explanation of the Medrash is they're talking about a snail for another type of rash. And tzamomis leako, another type of sherets they use for healing a scorpion's bite. So in any case, you do have a need for each one of these shkotz v'ramosim. The word goes on according to the Mishnah that says, Alabrokim on a lightning and a brocho, you say once a day, the bracha, you don't say it more than once a day. Depends what we're talking about. If you're talking about that they're coming a lot, one after another, but if there's a break between the lightnings, do a bracha on each one, and this goes, as the first you bring here, based on halacha, the coming together means that the clouds did not spread out. So when Chayil de Avyesim Nado, I have an example, a proof to Avyesi for the following case. Hayayish Bechanus Shabbos, a person is sitting in a store of someone who sells perfume. Kol Ayoyim in Nevoach Elachas. If he's sitting the whole day, he gives a bracha once on the psalmim. Aval Ima Anichas V'yoyitzi, Anichas V'yoyitzi, he goes in and out, Nevoach Kol Pan V'pan, and then he does a bracha each time. So why are you still in this flow of one? You do one bracha. You have a break, you do a bracha for each one. Also, similarly, I said before, if it's one after another, you say once. There's a break. There's a break on each one. Someone is sitting in the bathroom or in the bathhouse. If he's able to come out right away within Tokei de Dibur to say the bracha, if not, you don't say the bracha. Boy, he had a question. A person is in his house, but he's naked. Can you look at the house as a clothing? He can put his head out of the window and say a bracha. Meaning, do you look at it as if he's covered with the walls of the house? Let's say you have a very tall closet. Do you look at the closet like a clothing? He can take his head out and say a bracha. Say, well, the ruch is ma'oim ha'borcha koyach ha'mol ha'olam. Say a bracha on the fact that the ruch is the wind. You praise the koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals in the world. So, well, mastizo b'sheboim b'zav. That's only if the winds come very strong. Aboim menachas, they come softly. Or your boy choy separation. This is a bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Omar Yishua ben Chanani b'shosha ruach yoytze lo'olam. When the wind comes to the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishabroi b'horim u'mirash to b'gvoyis. He weakens the wind through the mountains and the hills. For I will attain that chesot azik b'riyoyse. Keep in mind not to hurt my creatures, the human beings. Matam, what's the source? Ki ruach b'fona yatoif. When the ruach comes from Hashem, it's yatoif, loshon tiredness. It makes the wind tire up. Mishalele. Kamod atoma bis'atef alai ruchi. As the pasuk says, tavai ruchi means when a person gets tired. So you want to pay this one base. What's the reason? As the Hemshech Apostle of Chulim B'Shavacho, the Neshamois Ani Asitzi, B'Shol Neshamois She'asitzi, because of the people, the Neshamois that I created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want the wind not to be so strong. Om Avonu Mishloishim, because the three places, Yotza, Ruach, Shaloi, B'Mishkol, U'Bikesh, La'achiv, Yisraelim Kula. Three times the wind came out in a very strong way, and wanted to destroy the entire world. Achaz B'Mei Yoino, Yoino, Ben Amitai, the Novi, and once in the time of Iyuf. So the one Bimei Yoino, it says that Hashem hitil ruach gedoyla. There was a big wind when he was in the boat. Bimei Yoyiv, it says, Vini ruach gedoyla bo mever amidbar. And Bimei Yo minay, it says, Vini Hashem uiver ruach gedoyla chazak ufer rekarim, shol givyoko pass by with a strong wind that breaks the mountains. So the one Bavyudo Bavsholom, Neymar, oizo shiriyo bishvilo yoyo. He wanted to say the wind came to destroy the world. He says, no, the wind came here for Iyuf. Also came for Yoyna just to sing the ship. Only ones of Eliyo came for the world itself. That's all the psukim by Eliyo referring to the wind and the strength that happened in that time. So the word we say, I'm a godol, someone sees the Mediterranean Sea, or your boat shall also say, I'm a godol. He says, a bracha, his man show, Eru, the prok him only when he sees him once in a while. The kamu perik, what's once in a while? Achadosh lo shimram, once every 30 days. Shimon kametatro shol le'abchia ba'abo. Begit de'ano chamar. He was a donkey man. V'solik Yerushalayim b'chol shona. He goes to Yerushalayim every year. Ma'o shenika, do we have to do kriya for seeing Yerushalayim b'chorbono? Amalim b'toyach shlo shiyoyim, it was within 30 days they were there. Yet the tzich likura. You don't have to tear your clothing. After 30 days, you do have to tear. Rav Chuna v'shimon kabetari b'shem Yeshua ben Akmon brings the following pasuk. V'yoyneson ben Gershom ben Menashe. So this person, Yoyneson, as the Gemara is going to speak about now, was a grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. So in the pasuk it says that he was a son of Gershom, the son of Menashe with a nun. But the nun toli, the nun is hanging. It's not in the regular place of the letters. In Zocho ben Moshe. If he was Zoichi, if he did the right thing, he was the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't ignore the nun. Vimlav, but if he's doing a veiris, ben Menashe, then he called the son of Menashe, who was the king, during the time of his kingdom, he was a big Rasha. So they asked a question to Yeshua Menachman. It says in the Pasuk, they had a very long life, but he was serving Avodah Zarah. The grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu was serving Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara is going to explain how and why. Truth is, he was serving Avodah Zarah, but he didn't really believe in it, and he didn't really worship it. He actually took away from it, as the Gemara explains. What was the case? They took away from the Zarah. Hava bar Nash was a person, also mikuv to be makriv, tor, a bird, or imor, or gdi, or a sheep, or a goat, lover to Zoro, formerly paise alai. He tells Yonason the priest, please make the Avodah Zarah happy with me. Formerly mazu muilucha. He says, I don't understand why you're so impressed with Avodah Zarah. What does it help you? Loi roi doesn't see, loi shma doesn't hear, loi chel doesn't eat, loi shos doesn't drink, loi mitivo, loi miria, loi mideberes. Doesn't do good, doesn't do bad, and doesn't speak. Omalacha chayecho uma navit. So the person told him, listen, I hear you, and you're right. But still, I want to do something. I don't want to spend so much money. What should I do, which is small? Omer lei, azil ovid, go ahead, v'aisi li, chad pinach desoilis, go bring one measurement of flour, v'atken aloi eser beam, and bring 10 eggs, v'askun kamo, and prepare in front of it. V'hu ochal mikol mados, he's going to eat for anything you bring him, v'ayim v'ayis lo aloch, and I'll pray, I'll make him happy. Once the person left, Yoinusan ate the food. Zimnachad also had bar pachin. One day came a person who was a chashma person. Omerle came, told him the same thing. Omerle meinu melus klum at ma'avidocha. If he doesn't do anything and you don't believe in the Zara, why you're the priest of the Zara? Omerle begin chayoi. He says, I need it for my parnasa. I need food. Kvan shomad David amelach shalach ve'evir. David amelach became king. He brought in Yoinusan. You're the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. At Oyved of the Zara, you're worshiping or you're serving over the Zara. That's what I know from my grandfather. A person should sell himself over the Zara, meaning work for the Zara, and not have to take money from other people. That's not what he said. You misunderstood. Not Avodah Zarah mean worshipping Avodah Zarah. But Avodah, which is Zarah, work, which is something which you're not comfortable doing, do any work you could do and not need to take tzedakah. He saw that he likes money so much. So what did he do? He made him in charge on the treasures of the king. Hadoh dichtiv is Shavuel ben Gershom ben Moshe. Shavuel here is instead of the name Yoinason. Nogi de Loitzor is responsible for the storages. Shavuel, why is it called Shavuel? Sheshav el kel b'chol libo y'chol koyche. Did tshuva, full tshuva. Nagi de Loitzor is Sheminu el tizbor shaloi. He made him responsible for the treasures of the king. Mei sivin leb shuva menachman v'chtiv adyom glos haaretz. How can you say that? It says that he was serving the Avodah Zarah, him and his children, until the Goals, until Am Yisrael went to Goals. So it's for many more years. Once David the Melech died, Shlomo Melech came and replaced his entire staff. And merely this Yohanesson did not have a job anymore. The Chazal, the Kikul HaYishoyim, went back to serve the Zara. Hado Odechti, that was in the Pasuk, that there was a Novi Echad Zok and Yoshe Beisel, there was this Novi Sheker singing Beisel. Who was this Novi? I mean, whoever. That was Yohanesson, the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. And with this, we conclude Yushami Brochas Da Peites.